We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Good morning, Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. We're at 37 degrees right now, big travel day, and it looks like good conditions for travel in and out of Western New York today, going up to about 41 this afternoon. And tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, it should be partly cloudy with a high of 46. We'll be checking in with Aaron coming up this morning here on WBEN. Our top story, police in Chesapeake, Virginia, investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart that left seven dead last night, including the gunman.
Chesapeake police say they received 911 calls about 10:15 p.m. local time on Tuesday night of a shooting at a Walmart.
We believe it's a single shooter, and that single shooter is deceased at this time.
Police spokesperson Leo Kaczynski says it took officers 35 to 40 minutes to clear the store due to its size.
This is a large, very large store, a lot of area, a lot of hiding spots. I don't know how many people were here. We want to make sure everybody's accounted for.
A statement from Walmart says it's praying for those impacted and that it's working closely with law enforcement. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
We will keep you updated as we get more information after a very chaotic night in Chesapeake, Virginia. Back at home, more resources for city crews plowing and removing snow from Buffalo streets.
We have another 30 dump trucks coming from New York State. So again, they're mobilizing resources. All parts of West New York and this area that were affected by storms, we're all looking for those same resources, dump trucks and high loaders and that equipment to move it. So, you know, we've got our full set of resources, private contractors engaged, and New York State's helping as well.
DPW Commissioner Nate Martin says that will bring approximately 170 pieces of equipment in total on city streets. He said they're getting into phase two now, which is clearing more of the streets. Also a reminder that trash and recycling has returned to a normal schedule in Buffalo. When the South Towns got buried, it was more than many could handle. A Hamburg man decided to use a company loader to help as many neighbors as he could. WBEN's Brayton Wilson says, in turn, a lot of good has come from that measure of kindness.
When the flakes started to fly late Wednesday night and into the weekend across portions of Western New York, they came down with a vengeance. In a four-day span, the National Weather Service had registered some record-setting snow accumulations, with one report in Hamburg registering 81.2 inches of snow. With the massive amounts of snow that fell across the region, the clean-out efforts certainly weren't going to be as simple as using a shovel, snowblower, or even a plow attached to a truck or RTV.
I would say unless you were out there with a snowblower every single hour, I don't think you stood a chance to keep up. Unless someone has equipment, I don't think anyone stood a chance to get out. No plow truck's going to touch it. No small little tractor without working for hours. It was skidsters and high loaders were the only things that were going to clear the driveways, especially at the end where it started to get piled up more and more.
That was Jason Kuhn, co-owner of Hamburg Overhead Door. Kuhn was one of the local residents or business owners that were able to get around through the winter conditions to help dig people out of the snow with the help of the company loader. After clearing out his sister Jen's driveway and street of the snow, he then decided to take a drive with the loader and noticed other people struggling to dig out from the deep, heavy snow. In the end, it resulted in a number of donations for his help, including around $3,000 in a show of people's gratitude. While he was never asking to be paid for his services, Kuhn came up with another solution to use the money donated to him, help families that could use some help for the holiday season.
I'm not a guy that likes to buy gift cards for people because I feel the gift card could be spent somewhere else. The parents could take it, something along those lines. Kids that need something, if they have a list that they want to send over, I have enough to do more than a few kids. That's what I'd like to do. I was always fortunate growing up. I don't need nothing myself. My kid doesn't need nothing. She's got everything she needs. So whatever we can do to help some families to go get some toys so kids got something to open up on Christmas.
More on the Dig Out of Hamburg from Kuhn is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Brayton, thank you. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn announcing several charges against the driver of a stolen Kia that crashed and killed four people last month on the 33.
A 16-year-old male was arraigned in front of Judge Egan. He was arraigned on four counts of manslaughter in the second degree, one count of assault in the first degree, one count of assault in the second degree, and criminal possession of stolen property in the third degree.
The teen offender is out on bail. He's scheduled to return to court on Monday. The Biden administration is once again extending the pause on federal student loan payments.
President Biden says his administration is extending the pause on federal student loan payments for potentially up to 6 months, no later than June 30th, 2023, while legal challenges to his student debt relief program make their way through the court system.
It isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit.
The president says he is, quote, completely confident that his student debt relief plan is legal. He says loan payments will restart 60 days after this next pause ends. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
WBEN News Time is 5:07. The Sabres broke their skid last night.
But Darling brings it back to the right side. Tuck scores! 3-0 Sabres! A power play goal!
And that was just in the first couple of minutes of the game. The final was 7-2 Buffalo over Montreal. Coach Don Granato.
I think the guys all fed off of each other, but the emotional energy was high, and we played to an identity that we can play to that identity on a consistent basis.
Tonight, the Sabres are home, and they're turning back the clock. The team takes the ice in their new black and red third jerseys for the first time as they face St. Louis tonight at 7. That should be a big game because it's the night before Thanksgiving. It's the biggest party night of the year.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures in the low 40s this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, lows near 30 on Thanksgiving. Some sunshine with highs near 50 degrees. Friday, rain in the morning with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining me now, Jeff Boron from Send Your Kids to College. You've been helping us navigate this whole thing, the loan forgiveness, Jeff. And now, a new development yesterday, the president extending the pause. What's your read on this?
Well, I think this was inevitable because there's going to be a lot of turmoil out there. This is apparently going to the Supreme Court, and with the loan payments were going to be resuming on January 1st, that caused some chaos while this is in limbo. So the president had the authority to extend this the stop of loan payments until the end of his term. Right now it's announced that it's kind of a moving target. If the court decides it'll be 60 days past that or June 30th, 60 days past June 30th, which would mean the end of August. So it's probably a good thing. The White House has already approved 16 million forgiveness programs. Maybe inappropriate to some, they've sent out notification to 16 million people that their forgiveness has been approved pending the court's decision. So I'm not sure how to read that, but there's a lot of people getting these approval letters in the mail.
And the White House contends that they're fully confident that this will go forward. Should they be? Should they be putting that out?
You know, this is going to be a sticky case because they're really relying on something called the HEROES Act, which goes back to the early part of 2003. And whether this authority can fall under the HEROES Act as he has this right under a national emergency. And he's using the COVID pandemic as the national emergency. And some people think that's a stretch. The bottom line of this is the Biden administration knew, even when they had Congress, had the majority in Congress, that this was not going to be approved if it went through normal measures through Congress, which most people feel it should have because of the tremendous cost to the taxpayers. So they knew they wouldn't get it through primarily because of Manchin. So he went through on an executive order. So what the Supreme Court's really going to decide is, does he have the authority to do this with the executive order? And then also, does that set a precedent that presidents can kind of go around Congress and do executive orders to have this type of spending?
All right. And the Supreme Court is going to be hearing this. Is there any kind of a timeline on that, or could this just be indefinite?
You know, from what I've always seen is the court system, the legal system moves very, very slowly. So I don't know. There's actually two cases involved, one out of Missouri and one out of Texas. And the Supreme Court really has to hear both of those cases and decide the merits of those. And it's going to be sticky. I think we're in for a long fight on this one.
What does it mean in the meantime for borrowers after yesterday? They should not be paying in January. Is that right?
Right. Well, here's what I recommend. If you owe more than $10,000, this is a great opportunity to pay down principal on your loan, you know, the amount over $10,000 that obviously is not going to be forgiven. So it's a good time to really chunk away at some of that loan. They'll recalculate some of the interest and some of the payments if this is approved. But in the meantime, if you owe more than $10,000 and you have the means, you're working, there's no reason to take a loan vacation. This is a great opportunity to really whittle away at the principal of your loan so that you're paying principal down and you're not accumulating interest on that money when it does come back into play.
That is a great idea. Also, can the president... You know, why did he pick June, do you think? It's 6 months, but could he then, you know, next May decide to kick it another 6 months down?
Oh, absolutely. This is the eighth time that they have kicked this can down the road. So, you know, let's go for 9, let's go for 10, who knows? But if this is not resolved, let's say it's still in court, I would presume that he is going to extend it further.
All right, Jeff, we always appreciate your guidance on this, and great to know. Jeff Boron from Send Your Kids to College. Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
Same to you, Susan.
Thanks. Jeff Boron, again, at Send Your Kids to College.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.